If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, man. Till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
It's insulting to put a position player pitching against Shohei Ohtani. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you can't do that to him.
I mean, can we just do this?
Meatball.
Can we do this?
Wow.
Can we just give his stat line from just last night?
Go ahead. People are saying it could be the greatest game of all time.
6 for 6.
Yee.
3 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
10 RBIs.
Whew. Got lucky.
Got lucky.
And by the way, you also forgot 2 stolen bases.
Hmm. 2 stolen bases.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this. When I saw the stat line, I was trying to figure out what other player that I have watched play baseball could do that. I'm still thinking. I've seen guys hit 4 home runs in a game.
It's an interesting, yeah. I've seen guys hit 4 home runs in a game. I don't know. Bonds. Maybe Bonds, but like I almost feel like this was such an interesting mix because it was such a blowout and you were against a bad team. And Skip Schumacher had the honor because people were asking him after the game. They're like, were you considered? Because they had, when he hit the 50th, they had first base open. He goes, that's just bad karma. We cannot be walking Shohei Ohtani. That's bad for the game. And he said, bad night for the Marlins, good night for baseball, which is, you know, props to Skip. I mean, he wasn't a coward to go out there because there would be some people who wouldn't want to be part of history. Someone, you know, was going to be part of history.
If they would have walked Shohei Ohtani, everybody would have got up out of their seat and left.
Or thrown garbage on the field. Yeah. You would have had your own home field littered with Dodgers debris. But I don't know, man. Like, it's crazy to have
even Dodgers. I think some of the Marlins fans would.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But, like, it's crazy to have a week in a series. All right, you come into this game. History could be made. But how do you have a night like that and it exceeds what he was going to do? What?
Right.
What?
Right.
What is that? Like, what kind of monster talent is this guy? He is a freak.
He's a freak.
He's a freak.
And not to mention, he's not pitching yet. Hey, Marcos, like, you got me locked and loaded for the day.
Yeah, we got a Leroy. Oh no,
request.
Well,
it is. If I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
What Frankie Beverly is to black people is what, if you think of the party or the picnic doesn't start until this artist is played. So for Latinos, it's Celia Cruz. Did everybody go crazy when they play Celia Cruz at the barbecue?
Yeah, I think that's a great comparison.
I don't know about intangibles. Y'all got to, you know. I don't know.
Cotton Eye Joe.
You play some Jimmy Buffett party goes crazy.
But I'm just saying, if you go to a barbecue that is predominantly black folks. My house don't count. These people don't know who Frankie Beverly is. Right?
What do you mean, these people?
My family. I know. My in-laws.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Frankie Beverly isn't played, then you ain't at the right place. So, yeah, that was sad because he is, all of his music is fun and about bringing joy and peace and all that. So it's sad to see him go, but it just, all I had to do was go to my little, you know, my iPhone and hit Frankie Beverly, and then I could hear all his best hits.
Louis says the Marlins should retire Ohtani's jersey after last night. That was stupid incredible. So you want to pull a Pat Riley and retire Michael Jordan's jersey? Like, just Ohtani was here. We saw history.
It was amazing. For the people that were there, for the rest of your life, you have that moment where, and this is what's great about sports. You know, you go to watch sports, and sometimes your team's not good, but something may happen in any sport. Something may happen, and you go, "Wow, I was there to witness it live." Like, I didn't know that I was going to be at the game where the ball bounced off Jose Canseco's head.
Oof.
Right? I didn't know that I was going to be at a game where Carlos Baerga hit a home run from both sides of the plate in the same inning. Right? Just incredible things that stick in your mind.
Yeah.
And make you appreciate sports.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like record breakers. Have I ever been to a record breaker?
Or just interesting games. Like,
oh, I've been to interesting games. I've been to games with big stakes. The last record, the best performance I think I've seen recently was Jimmy. I saw Jimmy. I was in the building for Jimmy's 56. That was, I thought the first quarter that he played where he scored, 28 in the first quarter? I thought that was the best basketball I had seen. And I thought he was going to be tapped out. That's why I was like, oh, that's the best basketball I've ever seen him play. That's the best basketball I think I've seen. I've seen anybody ever play in person. And then he went out and had more. Like, how that was, woo.
Right, but that's like, that's what makes sports great, right? You watch sports for that. I get the fans want to root for their team or whatever, but if you're a fan of sports, you go and you pay your money for a game or whatever it is, and you want to see something great.
Saddest.
You want to say something you can talk about for the rest of your life.
Saddest history game I've ever been to was the Dolphins-Ravens, of course, avoiding the 0-16. And Greg Camarillo scores the walk-off touchdown.
What do you mean saddest, though?
Well, I mean just saddest because we were so happy to not be in position of infamy. But people were legitimately crying in the stands. Tears. Crying.
Was the Bears game when they were undefeated? Was the Bears game down here?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. What was that, like 80-something, 83, 84?
When the 85 Bears?
No, 85.
85 Bears.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that. I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, I was -8.
Crazy. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Shohei Ohtani. We got the call last night on Dodgers radio of him getting into his own club, him opening his own club called 50-50.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way. Back it goes. Gone! One-of-a-kind player. One-of-a-kind season. Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
Wow.
That might be the hardest club to get into.
It doesn't exist until last night.
I mean, because think about this. We're talking about how great Aaron Judge is as a home run hitter. Add 50 stolen bases to that.
Yeah.
Right? It's unheard
but
of.
But it's also like, it would have been so, I think what makes him incredible is like, it would have been so easy to be like, yeah, you know, year where I'm doing half my job. It's my, what is it, second Tommy John surgery that he's had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, how about I do this? Watch this. It's, I mean, like, that's what's incredible about it.
He's worth every penny of that, what, $700 million?
Yep, which he's deferred for years.
Right. Is that's 50, baseball contracts, though.
Is 50 strikeouts not like that. In a year impressive? Not
like, 50 strikeouts, like him striking out that many batters?
Yeah. Is that impressive, or is that
not
like,
for a starter. No. Okay. Not for a starter.
Not for a starter.
Because I was like, 50,
I think
50,
the number
50?
For I think the number that makes you elite is, what, 300 strikeouts?
300?
No, I think like 200.
200?
Jeez. So there's only been a handful of guys who've had 300
strikeouts.
That's
a lot of pitches.
Because
I was trying to think, all right, what's next? We did the 50-50. What can we add pitching-wise that would make it just as crazy, but with a third stat this time? Would it have to be 50-50 and 150?
Hmm. His 50, career
50, 200.
His career high in strikeouts was in 2022, 219 strikeouts.
My God.
Right. So
why is he so good?
Like, listen.
In 166 innings.
Right.
Gross.
Anything that he does on the mound right now is gravy.
Yep.
You already got the meat. You already got the potatoes. Right? If he goes out there and wins 15 games and strikes out another 200, you are looking at probably one of the greatest athletes to play the sport.
But that's why I'm saying, like, last night, the Marlins put Vidal Brujan, an infielder, out there because, you know, they're getting worked. Man, we're out of pitchers. Hey, Shohei, this guy's going to try and pitch. And you just see 69-mile-an-hour meatball. It's like you're gonna hit 51 home runs now.
Didn't he the World Baseball Classic, it came down to him and Mike Trout.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, that was also down here.
Yes, it was. He said, I think last night through a translator, this is becoming one of his favorite stadiums.
I can tell. I can definitely
really, because it's not the favorite for anybody, because it's a pit.
Maybe
hit home runs here.
Maybe when he takes the interest off of that that contract deferred, maybe he can buy the Marlins.
Oh,
because he already owns them. Maybe he could actually buy them after his career.
Great, love that.
Because it seems like he likes you know, he likes to do some squirrely things with his money. Mm. This is the perfect city for him,
for sure. For
perfect
sure.
City for Ohtani. You know, crazy. What you got? Skip Schumacher after last night's game. Here with Skip.
You I think that's a bad move, baseball wise, karma wise, baseball god wise. You go after him and see if you can get him out. And I think out of respect for the game, we're going to go after him. He hit the home run. I mean, you know, that's just part of the deal. He's hit 50 of them. He's the most talented player I've ever seen. He is doing things that I've never seen done before in the game. And if he has a couple more of these peak years, he might be the best ever to play the game. So I just, as a fan, I wish I was in the stands, not in the dugout seeing it. But it's I'm proud of, like, the guys that were attacking him and not scared of him. And that's how you should go after it. And then, you know, he hit the home run. I mean, I know Bauman didn't want the home run to be hit, but he hit it. And it was a good day for baseball, a bad day for the Marlins, you know, but a good day for the game of baseball.
Yeesh.
You know what? He seems very classy.
He's the best.
And they just, like, no.
Yeah, they skunked him.
No, I'm talking about just the organization.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, they really, great job by them. Oof.
Yeah, they're the only ones left.
Oof.
Right? Every organization in South Florida has kind of, if you had the stink on you, have kind of just put your organization in a place where fans can feel confident you're going to do the right things to win. Might not win, right? But I would say what Stephen Ross has done, what the Panthers have done, what the Pinks have done, right? And you know the Heat are the Heat.
They by far have the worst owner in the town. Like that's
right.
That's what it is. Like,
but is it a money thing though?
Yeah, he's broke.
Right.
Broke. I thought he was cheap. I didn't know he was broke.
He's not very rich. No. Not compared to these other guys. That's why I'm asking Otani to buy us. He had deadbeat Jeets running the running his purse strings for a while. I was at the game Dontrell Willis homered twice. That was at Shea.
Okay,
it
was, dude.
I was.
Okay.
What?
I mean, okay, yeah, that's a good game.
Hey, and wait. And Marcos.
Yes, sir.
I've met 7 million people.
Yep.
That have gone to the Orange Bowl.
No, I really was at that game. I was okay. I was in New York with my dad. What is that, yeah. Shea?
There goes again.
What do you mean?
These crazy.
Why would I make that up? It's just a random game.
Sure.
Can I just say this? Even Stay Hydrated Champ ain't buying it.
I went to, I'm pretty sure this happened. I think I went to a game where Derek Lee hit an inside the park home run and a regular home run.
Okay, dude, we're talking about like life changing games.
I mean, it was a good game.
Like, classic moments.
You have to understand.
It's a good Derek Lee game.
If you did that here, down here, it's some of the, they've had some of the biggest stadiums ever to play baseball.
I know, but it was still cool. Anyway,
what about they're already Miami Marlins. I was gonna say any Jose Fernandez moments, because he had some moments.
I was at Jose Fernandez's comeback game from Tommy John. I was in the booth with Rich Waltz and Tommy Hutt. We were visiting Rich Waltz.
Nice.
And we saw Jose hit the home run.
What about D. Gordon honoring Jose?
No, I wasn't at that game.
Thing? That was a classic moment there. But no, we got Derek Lee's 2 home runs at one time.
No, one was, but you don't understand. One was inside the park.
All right.
And the other left the park.
Listen.
It was a good game.
In the realm of things that are worth mentioning,
about 50-51.
That's probably pretty low on your list.
Mike Mordecai walk-off home run against the Dodgers in the wild card chase.
What are we even talking about?
And you Mike like Mordecai. See how he added cheese to the to the
wild card chase.
Yeah, wild card
chase. It was a big game.
Okay.
I was at every walk-off home run that year.
Who remembers 50-50 from Shohei Ohtani? And oh, don't forget, some guy named Mordecai hit a home run.
I went to Dontrell. Hold on.
Here's what's interesting. Dontrell. Here's what's interesting. How many people were at that game?
The attendance, let me see.
Because
you, for the Mike Mordecai game or yesterday?
No. Oh, that's yesterday.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
15,548 okay. Is announced attendance.
15,000.
Yeah.
To see one of the greatest things ever happened in the sport, right? And I guarantee you, in our next 5 years, we will meet 37,000 people who said they were there.
Yeah, but how many of you met were at the Mike Mordecai game?
You know, every time I hear that name, you know what I think of? You remember the movie First Sunday? What was it? Ice Cube and Cat Stevens, and they go into the massage parlor, and he's like, "What's your name?" Mordecai.
Take a break.
First Sunday, I think the name of it was.
Yep. Take a break. Back after this. Highest honor.
Hey.
Oh no.
Leroy Mumble? Oh, okay. No.
Running away.
I think Leroy's singing is the highest.
I'm telling you, that's the highest honor.
I looked it up, Leroy. 25,000 people were at the Derek Lee 2 home run game, one being inside the park. It was the first week of the season, basically, against the Braves. Probably a really awesome giveaway that week, too.
Probably a great bobblehead.
Yeah.
Think about that.
It was a Saturday night. It was a
25,000 to see Derek Lee. 15,000 to see something that nobody's ever witnessed in the history of baseball.
Mike Mordecai, deeper into the season, 12,000 plus. But I was there. I was one of them.
All right.
Hey, I was one of them.
Did you guys
see?
I
had season tickets that year.
Okay. What was the giveaway that game, huh?
I don't remember.
I sent you guys the clip.
The Mordecai. I just looked it up right now on MLB.com. Oh, man. What a shot it was from Morty. Tommy Hutton going crazy on the call, too. Wow,
that's impressive that they still have it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. I felt like we had better TVs in 2003.
Yeah. Sometimes I look at these old, like, even Dwayne Wade rookie year highlights, and I'm like, really?
Wasn't it better than that?
Wasn't it better than that?
2003.
Keep in mind, streaming has...
You know. I was at the This Is My House game.
Oh, that's good. See, that's now we're talking.
I was at the This Is My House game. Covering it for the station.
I was like, he has to have been at some of these Heat memorable moments. You weren't at Ray Allen, I'm assuming.
I was not at Ray Allen. I was on my couch for Ray Allen,
which is good. Best spot in the house.
Yeah, I was at my couch for Ray Allen. I remember at that point, I remember looking over and seeing Mrs. Tobin passed out on the couch. I'm like, no sport is ever going to end. Because it was one of those where she was adorably like, oh, I'm going to watch tonight. The Heat, big game, season on the line. Snoozing by the third quarter. Didn't see LeBron lose his headband. Oh, didn't see the shoe. Didn't see Ray Allen. Didn't see the block by Bosh. She's like, what happened last night? I don't know.
Even the block. I'd say even the block. Well, you weren't in person. No one was in person.
For which block?
Tatum getting blocked by
No, that was, yeah, you know, no one was in the bubble, dummy.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, that's a moment that was recent. He had to have been at that.
No, I wasn't at that.
But that was a moment, though. I don't care. That was a moment. Damn, dude. I can go through a Heat plethora, but you're just going to keep shooting Mike Mordecai back at me.
Like, Mordecai was a good one, though, dude.
What did he ever do other than
that? He won the championship. They had one of the big hits in the 2003 NLCS, Mike Mordecai. The Bartman game.
Sounds like a magician.
Thing I remember most about baseball is when, who's the third baseman that went to Detroit. Was he a third baseman at the time?
You talking about Miguel?
Miguel.
Yeah, he played third base a little bit. He played third base.
He got a base hit on a pitch out.
Yeah, he got a. That was in Baltimore.
They were trying to walk him.
No,
got a little bit too close, and he swung at it and hit in the right field.
Yeah, that was on the Marlins. He was. I think they were playing the Orioles. I remember that game.
How about the broken bat home run? That was down here.
I saw that. I was at that game.
Mike Mordecai.
What are you doing, dude?
I hit four home runs in 3 years.
I'm pretty sure it was back-to-back nights walk-off. I think Ramon Castro had a home run the night before a walk-off shot. They had two huge wins against the Dodgers.
If your name is Ramon, it seems like you should be doing, like, perfume commercials, right?
He was their third-string catcher.
4 years with the Marlins, about 3.5 years.
Who? Mordecai?
Mike Mordecai, he hit three home runs. You saw 33%.
I saw the biggest one of his Marlins career.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, now we're getting a little bit.
Look at Mike Mordecai. Does he look like he hits home runs?
They don't even give him a picture.
He looks like dollar store Craig Biggio.
MLB.com doesn't give him a picture.
I'm telling you, dude. It's rough.
That is rough.
I'm telling you.
You saw probably the most important hit of his career. So now you get a little bit
second
more
most.
Credit.
Yeah, second most.
Who was the second?
His biggest was in Game 6 of the NLCS.
Jesus. I'm impressed that you're able to track this down. I did get someone who corroborated. What do you get someone who
Corroborated?
Yeah.
Corroborated?
I don't know. I really
backs
don't.
Up?
Yeah, they back up your story of the Derek Lee game.
I don't have to back it up. I know history. I was there.
Okay. So I know that one's true. But it's just, I don't understand how we're going from arguably the greatest moment in baseball of the past 20, since Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, or Barry Bonds.
Yep.
And you're throwing a random Mike game Mordecai in Shea in Stadium and Mike Mordecai together in the same conversation. It's just not the same thing.
Yeah. Dontrell Willis, two home runs.
Listen, he's right from this standpoint. It's like a whole bunch of guys are sitting there talking, and they all talking about some interesting stuff, and then you start talking about chili dogs.
In a lot of ways, Dontrell Willis is the closest thing we had to Shohei Ohtani.
Two home runs and a
dude.
He wasn't the best hitting pitcher.
Oh, he was the best, dude. Who was better than him? Mm. Who was better than him?
Who's the, wasn't there a pitcher for the Braves? Wait. Was it either the Braves or
exactly. Ooh. No, you can't give me another name. And
Tom Glavine.
Tom Glavine was a dink and doinker. He wasn't hitting bombs like Dontrell was.
I gotta
admit,
I searched top hitting pitchers of all time.
Dontrell was a monster. They would have Dontrell pitch it all the time. Like here's an example. Dontrell was such a good hitting pitcher. Yeah. When like let's say a pitcher stunk up the joint, you're in the National League, they would have very regularly. And when I say this, this feels like the Mike Redmond thing where it probably happened four times. But regularly, I want to say like 30 times a season, Dontrell Willis would be your first pinch hitter because they didn't want to waste a utility guy. He was that good a hitter. How many pinch hits does he have in his career?
I got to see that. It's happened three times.
It sounds like you might be overextending your stat there.
I'm just trying to, like, you know what else is a bummer about seeing Ohtani? And it's like, you know, I could empathize with the Angels fan who's like, wow, we had that, and now he's going to be on the Dodgers winning championships.
Eight times.
Eight pinch hits or eight times?
He went 3 for 8.
That's pretty good.
As a pinch hitter?
As a pinch hitter?
Collecting the most pinch hits by a pitcher.
That's pretty good, dude.
In the last 17 years.
Yeah, you know
years.
Why? Because they don't ever pinch hit the pitcher.
I know, but that's pretty good. 3 for 8?
He's tied on the list with Ken Britt. But not in attempts, in actual success, because Ken Britt went 3 for 15. So, as far as success goes, he has the most pinch hits since 1974.
So who was the best hitting pitcher?
Dontrell.
I mean, no, there's a guy yesterday. I'm not sure if you've heard of him.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, Dontrell had to crawl so Shohei could walk. That's all I'm saying. You don't think that there's a possibility. Let me just hear this. You don't think there's a possibility Shohei Ohtani, was he 30?
Yes.
Possible he was watching a young Dontrell Willis as a baby in Japan, and he was thinking to himself,
look at that.
I can do that, Dad.
Look at that leg kick. No, I don't think so. I don't think he was watching Florida Marlins games.
You don't know what was going on.
Yeah, in 2003, when Dontrell was...
So he would have been... What is that?
10. 10, dude. He would have been 10.
That's a good sports watching age.
Maybe even 9.
Yeah, he would have been 9. But Dontrell was on the Marlins for up until 06. So 9, 10, 11? What if Dontrell Willis was the inspiration for Shohei Ohtani?
I can't believe
he's like, I can crank this up a notch.
Really?
Yeah. Never thought I'd be Googling Dontrell Willis and Shohei Ohtani at the same time.
Is there anything where Shohei Ohtani says Dontrell Willis is his favorite baseball player of all time?
No.
Or is that like the kid who claimed that Jorge Alfaro was his favorite player of all time?
Oh, yeah, sure, dude.
But that's a good range of watching sports. Possible.
It's not impossible. Instead of saying it's possible, I'll say it's not impossible.
Dade South says they barely watch the Marlins in Florida, let alone Japan.
Japan? You think he's staying up to watch Dontrell Willis games?
Counterpoint, Ichiro played for the Marlins for a couple seasons.
Okay.
But Dontrell wasn't here, dude.
That's true.
This is way after. They were the Miami Marlins, by the
way. What if Ichiro opened the portal of Marlins history to Shohei Ohtani? I'll tell you who else was a pretty good hitting pitcher. Jose.
He was.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was good. Not Dontrell Willis, but he was good.
Yeah.
Better pitcher, not as good a hitter.
It's true. Shorter sample size.
Shreethan says Tobin is someone in Japan watching Dan Uggla. His name, Dan Uggla.
Oh, God.
Hey, dude, if you were going to watch some good baseball back in the day, if you liked bombs but not necessarily good teams,
yeah,
06 to 07, 08 Marlins, that was your team right there.
So right now it
didn't
is...
Didn't the whole infield hit 20 home runs?
I think it might have been 25, and I think they were very close to everybody hitting 30. I think they were like one away. Cantu, Hanley, Dan Uggla, I think Mike Jacobs was the bum in that group. Not so positive.
8 a.m. games is what they're watching.
Yeah, a little breakfast with the fish.
It's 13 hours ahead. We probably get a 7 p.m. start over here. 8 a.m., they're waking up on a school day, and they're like, gotta watch.
All right. I'm not saying it's, but Japan loves baseball. You don't think there's anything like some Japanese sports center over
Marco
there.
Said it right. They barely love Marlins baseball here.
Yeah, but that doesn't
matter. You don't think they're watching San Francisco, the Dodgers, the Yankees?
I'm sure they are, but you don't think they have a Japanese version of baseball tonight where like they go and say, here in the MLB, and it's like, oh, well, Doncho Willis is this
tonight, and we don't talk about the Japan League.
Yeah, I know, but it, so what? Like in the foreign lands, they but love.
They had players like Shohei Ohtani. Why would they look over here?
Because they just love baseball. Like, why does Slovenia watch the NBA? You know?
Because it's the best league in the...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Alright. You're reaching, buddy.
I would agree I am reaching, but you guys gotta admit, not impossible. You can't say it's impossible. Can somebody ask...
There's a chance.
Is there any Dodgers reporters that haven't flown out yet? Could you guys do me a favor and ask...
They were out as soon as that game ended.
If any of them are stuck at MIA right now and you happen to be listening to sports radio, any Dodgers reporters out there who could ask Shohei Ohtani, was Dontrell Willis a big influence on your career? Jeez. That's all I want to know.
And if he fires back and says who, what exactly...
I'll apologize.
Okay, all right.
But I got to think that he was.
Okay. I mean, no, you got to think that he was, but there's... The only thing we can say is it's not impossible that maybe he had been vaguely inspired by Nacho Willis.
Have I gone 40 minutes talking 03 Marlins?
Yeah.
I think you have.
Am I getting fired?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Back after this.
Think it's a game.
Daddy. What? Daddy. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Miami Hurricanes fans, today's the day. It's No Fee Friday. What does that mean? It's exactly what it sounds like, dude, where you can get your tickets without any extra fees.
Whoa.
Today only, grab your seats for the action without the extra cost. Don't wait. Tickets are going fast. Head to MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee right now. That's MiamiHurricanes.com/no fee. Hurry. It's today only. I hate ticket fees. Ridiculous. Fees. And then how about like when you got to pay people and you the only option you have is to pay them online?
Yeah.
And they're like, convenience fee. Yeah, I'm like, what? For who?
Yeah, that's true.
It's not convenient if it's the only option. It's the only option. Convenience fee.
Yeah.
That does suck.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to go to your headquarters with some cash? How can I avoid such a $3 fee all the time? Anyway, check that on out. Canes getting ready for USF tomorrow night. 7 o'clock kickoff for the Canes. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock is when we get our pregame coverage going. Danny Rabinowitz, Hollywood, and Brian Monroe will get you set for all the action, dude, as the Hurricanes heading to Tampa Bay to try and extend their record. We're going to see the Cam Ward show continue and roll on. And, you know, the Canes are going to try and stop this Russian train of the... Not Russian. Not the Putin train, but a Russian train from the Bulls, dude.
It's like, no. They've taken over UFC. Now they're going for football.
Got to watch out for it.
Yeah.
But that is... they've been exciting. The Canes have been a show so far this year. It has been a party watching Canes games. And now you're kind of dialing up, getting yourself going. You know, but I love the mindset. I don't feel like any Canes fans are too cocky. I don't feel like the coach and staff is too cocky. I feel like everybody's at the right level right now. All right, because we're all thinking it, but none of us want to say it. And I love that mindset, you know. I'm trying to learn. You know, I'm trying to learn from my ways. I'm not long gone are the days of cocky Tobes who would be sitting here after a 3-0 start and dropping a 60 burger on a team. And I'd be sitting here swaggering with my chain out, and I'd be thinking about, oh, playoffs, going to be the one seed. And I'm not thinking that. I'm not saying it. Maybe I'm thinking a little, but I'm not saying it. And,
well, you just said it.
Well, no, I'm just saying people are saying it. I'm not thinking it, though. I'm not thinking it's saying it. You know what I'm saying?
No, no.
Cam Ward, dude. Look at this guy. Oh, look
Cam
at him.
Ward. Whoa. So good.
So do they have Poise. They already left or did they leave? They go to Cal, right?
I don't know, dude. Let me text Crystal Ball the itinerary.
Oh yeah.
Okay. They're not good. No, Cal is in a few weeks. They don't. They're
oh,
going,
I'm sorry. Who they
they're
play?
Going to, they're going to Tampa. I'd imagine they're just leaving. Today.
Oh, okay. USF. I got it. Yeah. Okay.
How's that work? You got to go. You got a bus to there, or they think they got a plane?
No, they'll fly.
You got to fly, right?
45 minute flight.
You don't want to. You don't want to be on it. Plus, the flight's chartered, so you don't want.
What about the bright
like,
line?
We did it. Belichick did that to us. Mm. We took a bus to Pittsburgh because it's hard to get to Pittsburgh. It would take longer to fly. Think about that. You want to talk about Cleveland? To get to Pittsburgh, it would take longer on a plane.
Hmm. So no bright line then?
In the Northeast?
No, man. To USF.
Figured I never thought about that.
Good promotion.
Could probably get there in, what, an hour? Hour?
No. Unfortunately, 20? It's not faster. Can you believe that?
To where?
The bright line. To, like, Orlando or whatever. It's still, like, 3 hours.
Is it less of a pain in the ass to get on a train?
I mean, from what I've heard, yeah. And the experience is chill. You can, you know, hang out, do whatever, mm-hmm. order some food, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, I thought it was going to be super fast.
It feels like a train would be a great place to drink.
Yeah, true.
You know?
We, when I was in Baltimore.
I opened up a bar on the Metro.
We played either the Jets or the Giants in preseason and we took the train.
I think you're onto something, Tobes.
No, it's not. No, you're not.
No, he's onto something. Dude, think about it. You're on the way to the Heat game.
Yep.
Just a little, you know, the Metro mover.
That looks, I thought, my wife has thought, it was like, should you, like, you know, obviously I go to a lot of Heat games. She's like, should you take the train? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe. Because let me tell you something.
Can I tell you something? It's something about being able to get to your car. I don't care how slow the trip is.
Yeah.
But be in your car and make some adjustments.
And also getting on a train that late. Like the last time I was on a train that late was coming back from UFC. And that was going from Newark to New York. Let me tell you something about that Newark subway or that Newark train.
Yeah.
Dangerous, dude. Dangerous. I'm just gonna say, like, I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah,
you had to keep your head on a swivel.
Oh my god, head on a swivel. I was jumping over bums like they were grenades. It was crazy. Hey, dude,
growing up in New Orleans in the night ward, I call that Tuesday.
I was like, what? Yeah. So I'm just wondering. Yeah, I'm wondering if that train experience from a Heat game is good getting to Palm Beach. I'm not sure because but isn't the Bright Line in Palm Beach? It's in West Palm Beach. So then I'm like thinking, sit my ass in 95 traffic for 15 minutes as opposed to just driving the 15 minutes back from my house to the train station.
Yeah,
you know. Because
think about this. See. True. Here's what people don't understand about travel.
You can post videos,
travel.
Though, on the Bright Line on the way back.
But
that'd be so annoying to people.
Marcos, here's what people don't understand about traveling.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that the trip may be easier, but look at your prep time. If the train leaves at 6, you got to get there at like 20 minutes to 6. True, so now you're leaving earlier. You got to include that time in your travel. On the way back. If the game ends at a certain time and the next train doesn't come for 30 minutes, now you're waiting another 30 minutes.
Could you imagine? Right? Yeah. True. And could you also imagine how annoyed the person would be next to me on the train who sees me trying to recap the game, talking about how many rotation minutes should Haywood Highsmith have gotten against the Pels?
Yeah, all of a sudden you whip out a top hat and someone's like, sir, it's a close set. It's not, though.
They have those old, so like, because I feel like in the cartoons, the trains used to have like a saloon in the train. Some guy with like a giant mustache and a piano,
for sure.
You know, and I can sit.
Who boxes like this?
Yeah. For some reason, he calls me old, but he mysteriously goes back to the Wild Wild West with Will Smith and the other guy, and that's the train they riding on.
He's got a pocket watch for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, what time do you close? Whoops out the pocket watch.
You know what? I think I'm going to do that for opening night this year. I'm going to go into a suit, but I'm going to top Ira Winderman by having a pocket watch.
Yes. Yeah, you got to find unnecessary reasons.
Think the writers are cute with their little jackets? Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Three-piece suit and a pocket watch. I look like a Peaky Blinder.
Huh?
Can I just tell you? No, you won't. Let me tell you why. Because after wearing that suit for 15 minutes, Tony's going to get hot as hell, and then he's going to be in a T-shirt.
Maybe. Well, it's really, I tell you one thing about the Heat games, especially on press row, really cold. Like, we're like right under the air conditioner, and it gets colder as the game goes on because they keep blowing it.
Not as cold as that ice den.
No.
Goodness.
Can I tell you, though, if you're going to fully dress up and have the pocket watch, Miami Heat?
Don't lose.
Imagine this guy. You just got blown out by 43 and told to the front.
Well, then you could pull a Burnt Sugar and just chew on a cigar.
Say, Spo, don't you think you should have given Bam more shots there, man?
How are you working this rotation?
Okay. That's great.
Has the durability of Jimmy Butler been up to your liking? Do you still think he's playing like porcelain?
And where the hell is Tyler Hero?
Gonna tell you, Tyler Hero hasn't exactly been the bee's knees, Spo. What are you gonna do?
The bee's knees.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Our Tua. We're Skyler. Next.